Hello and welcome. This is iTrustGodOnly.com. And the title is Repentance. We need Jesus to help us prepare our hearts. And repentance is all about feeling deep sorrow about one's actions, the ones that we wish one had not done, or resolve not to continue a wrongdoing, etc. Repentance is much more than just saying, "I'm sorry." One needs to see how one has lived and is living their life. We have become so accustomed to living a worldly life for ourselves that we are totally blind to what is acceptable living in the eyes of God. Carnally, it's our nature to live a worldly life, mostly for ourselves. For the life we want, and not the life that the Lord wants us to live, the life that will prepare us for the kingdom of God. According to Matthew 4, verse 17, Jesus began his preaching with the message, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is close at hand." In Luke 17, verses 20 and 21, it says, "And being asked by the Pharisees when the kingdom of God should come, he answering them and said, The kingdom of God cometh not with observation, neither shall they say, Behold here, or Behold there. For lo, the kingdom of God is within you." This is why we need to repent, purify ourselves. We cannot possibly enter into the kingdom of God if we are still living a worldly life, a life for ourselves. In Luke 11, verse 17, Jesus says, "Every kingdom divided against itself is heading for ruin." Before we accepted Jesus as our personal Savior, we were building a worldly kingdom. After we accepted Jesus, we are supposed to renounce our life, pick up our cross, and follow Jesus. This is where we are supposed to leave the kingdom of the world that we had built for ourselves and follow Jesus to the cross. When we overcome our old ways, our iniquities, we start to acquire virtues and righteousness, and we start to be obedient towards God and not rebellious. The only way to start to overcome our old ways is with a contrite heart. We can't repent if we don't know what to repent for. This is where Jesus will help us. He'll bring us to repentance by showing us the things we need to shed. Many people will not be brought to repentance because even though they've accepted Jesus, they just haven't given their life over to Him. This is where the divided kingdom comes in. There are many preachers, teachers, and churchgoers that will tell you that God gave us all these things to take pleasure in. Jesus said in John 18, verse 36, "Mine is not a kingdom of this world. If my kingdom were of this world, my men would have fought to prevent my being surrendered to the Jews, but my kingdom is not of this kind." Jesus says right here that his kingdom is not a worldly one. A divided kingdom is one where someone is trying to live both lives, worldly and spiritual. You can't live both lives. We need to move into one kingdom permanently, your choice. We need to empty our hearts of the things of the world that we are attached to. We can't be in union with God if our hearts have other loves or lovers. God is a jealous God. No matter how much you shake up oil and vinegar, they can never become one. The same with trying to live a worldly life and a life with the Lord. They will always be divided. And if they continue in this way, they will fall.